Wow. I feel like I have to take a deep breath because I have to congratulate you. You have ordered, you've waited, you've opened, and now you're listening. And that means so much to me. You have allowed me to have an opportunity to help you. I'm sure that you have tried things in the past that you will say haven't worked. You have felt like a failure. But you know what? You haven't failed. Those programs have failed you. But all you've told me is every time you embark on a program is that you're looking to do something good for yourself. And you should be congratulated for that. But now you're going to do something that's great for yourself. And together, we can create a bond that can change your life. It's going to change your life. This is no longer a diet that you go off of because it's a program that you stay on. The Larry North program is my life. It's everything I do. Every time I wake up, all day long, I'm in the gym business, I'm in the radio studio, I'm doing lectures, I'm doing seminars, I'm returning emails. Everything I do is this. You know, people will ask me, Larry, do you ever get tired of people coming up to you asking you about diet, weight loss? I said, never. This is something I know about, and I know it works, and I know that if you will give it a try, it will work, and it's going to work for you. You want to lose weight? Thumbs up for you. You will do that. You want to look better? That's a given. Will you be healthier? Yes. Will you be happier? Definitely. And that's what we're striving for, is overall happiness and success. I want to share with you why this program exists, why I'm in this business, why I love my life and I want you to love your life. And it started from the time I was born with my mom. Let me tell you about my mom. She's been overweight her whole life. Her nickname was Fat Bevy by the time she was 5 years old. She had a miserable childhood. She felt fat. She was overweight. And I knew by the time I was a child the pain and torment that she would go through. Diet after diet, program after program, binging episodes, hopping on a scale, and because it didn't say what she wanted, tears flowing down her eyes. Feeling like she didn't deserve good things to happen to her, feeling like she didn't deserve a good man, living in this torture chamber that she couldn't get out of. So therefore, I knew that no one should ever have to live that way. Not my mother and not you. Now there's a happy ending to this story because my mother's gonna be 70 this year. And let me tell you something, she's proud. She deserves it. We don't hold her back because she's been through a lot, like a lot of you have. Dieters go through quite a bit of torment, and that's gone now because she's happy. And you know what? She's probably the best customer service representative on the planet because she knows this program so well, because this program not only has worked for so many people, it's worked for my mom. I mean, can you imagine? That who knew that this would happen? Years of dieting, and now she's happy. She feels good, and I can look at my mother and honestly tell her, Mom, you look great. And you can see that smile, and you know she feels it. But this is where it turns, because it's not just a program for my mother anymore. This is a program for every one of you. Every one of you will be successful, because it doesn't matter what age you start this. It doesn't matter if you learn this program when you're 10, 20, 50, because here's what's important. The now. The now. That's what's important. Not the years of failed dieting, because all the failures only lead you to your successes. It's okay, because today marks the new day in your life. It's like giving birth all over again, because you are going to learn how to use food to lose weight, and you're never, ever going to starve yourself ever again. Before we get started, I want to share some personal things with you. These are just little tidbits that are going to ensure your success. And I know it works because I'd like to believe that I've helped thousands of people, maybe even hundreds of thousands of people, lose weight who were no different than you at all. Just like you. They started this program, they wanted to lose weight, they wanted to feel better, and they knew the simple secrets and suggestions before they even started day one that helped them become successful. Here they are. You're going to use food to lose weight. You have to eat. You don't starve yourself. Dieting doesn't work. If you cut out your favorite foods today, you'll only eat more of them tomorrow. Simple question. If you want to lose weight, there's a simple answer. You have to use a three-letter word. Eat. You're going to eat food. That's it. You get to eat on this program. I allow you to eat. Food's a good thing. In fact, appetite isn't a good thing. It's a wonderful thing. Try not to judge yourself by external accomplishments, how much money you have, how small your waistline is. At the end of the day, maybe it's important, maybe it's not, but judge yourself on the things that really mean something in life. Honesty, integrity, being a good person, that's much more important. There are three prongs that I know are important to your program: physical fitness, emotional fitness, and spiritual fitness. When any one of these are out of balance, your whole program can be out of balance, and I'll show you how to keep them in balance. Here are four simple, easy things that I know will enhance your appearance instantly. Smile. I'm smiling right now. Everybody looks better with a smile. Self-love. Feel good about yourself because you should feel good about yourself. Carry yourself with dignity because I have never met anybody that's come this far that didn't have a good reason to carry themselves with dignity. And here's a little tip. I do this in my company, and I promise you, if you ever ask me how I am, I'll tell you. I'm either awesome, great, or wonderful. Most people will say, okay, good, awesome, not so good. Most people will tell you, when you ask most people how are they will either say okay or good. Try this. I'm wonderful. I'm great. I'm awesome. And what you'll do is validate that suggestion. And what you do by saying those words is you will start to believe it. I don't like rules. And there are no rules on this program. You set the rules. But if there were to be rules, here they are. Don't eat food you don't like. Avoid exercises you don't care for. And want-tos versus have-tos. Simply put, we have enough have-tos in our life. You have to wake up in the morning. You have to go to work. You have to pay your bills. You have to take the kids to school. You have to be stuck in traffic. Your program should not be have-tos. It's wants. You're going to want to make good food choices. You're going to want to eat out. You're going to want to exercise. You're going to want to do some muscle-building exercises. You're going to want to go for a walk. And that's what I love about this program, because you don't have to do anything you don't want to do. I want to share something with you that rarely, if ever, does any weight loss expert share with you. Taste, flavor. We call it food flavor satisfaction. I mean, think about it. Most people think that if it's good for you, it tastes bad. If it's bad for you, it tastes good, but not on this program. It's all going to taste good, and it's going to be good for you. Let me give you a perfect example. Hard-boiled egg whites, plain oatmeal. Oh my gosh, how tiring would that get? But if I were to tell you what I eat and what you'll eat, for example, egg substitutes scrambled with portobello mushrooms and red bell peppers and onions with pineapple salsa and Irish cut oatmeal with a side of blueberries and strawberries. Now all of a sudden that looks better, it tastes better, it's more filling, and more importantly, it is better. Let me give you another example. Boiled chicken, steamed vegetables, and a salad with lemon dressing. Oh my gosh. I mean, who wants to eat like that? Who wants to live like that? But if it was chicken marsala with pasta and wonderful marinara sauce and grilled asparagus with just all the right seasonings, it looks better, it tastes better, it is better. And on this program, that's how you eat and that's how you'll live. There's a few more things I would like to share with you. Very important. Genetics versus habits. Truthfully, I think everybody's grandparents are overweight, so you can almost attribute everybody having bad genetics. But we know this. There's three body types. There's those that are thin and skinny. There's those that tend to be more overweight. And there's those that tend to be more muscular. But the truth is, we're all components of all three body types. We know that we can take skinny people in high school, and we see them years later, and they're overweight. We know that we've seen people that are overweight, just like on my show, that are now thin. We've seen people that were the high high school athletes that now have big bellies. And we've also seen people that never worked out in their lives all of a sudden embarked on a program like this, and now they look muscular. So what is more important? Is it the genetics or is it the habits? Genetics play a role really in only how fast the program works for you, because it works for everybody. Habits are the key to your success. And on this program, habits are easy. Let me tell you about my philosophy. It's easy. It's simple. We're going to show you how to use food so that you lose weight. I'm going to show you the secrets of combining all the right combinations of food. But more importantly, you don't have to do everything all at once. You'll discover that you can just take baby steps but make giant leaps all at the same time.